Maria excused herself and supervised the unloading of some supplies that had been carried in on the boat. The boxes were neatly piled on the beach, where they would be retrieved later. Maria said there was nobody or nothing around to disturb them. Carla thanked the boat crew. She and Maria climbed a slight hill and hiked along the bank of the river. A path had been trampled by boot prints, suggesting that it had been the major traffic artery to and from the beach for a long time. "How was your trip?" Maria asked as their feet crunched in the permafrost. "Great. Captain Ivanov is a sweet man. The Kotelny regularly takes tourist groups around the island, so my cabin was quite comfortable. How is the project going?" "As you Americans say, do you want the good news first or the bad?" Carla gave her a sidelong glance. "I'll leave it up to you." "First, the good news. We have gone out on several expeditions and collected many promising specimens." "That is good news." "Now the bad?" "You have arrived in the middle of a new Russo-Japanese war." "I wasn't aware that I was stepping into a combat zone. What do you mean?" "You know that this expedition is a joint venture." "Yes, it's a consortium of Russian and Japanese interests. The idea is to share the findings." "As a scientist, you know that what's important is not so much what you find, but how much credit you get for it. Credit equals stature, career, and ultimately money." "Correct. And in this case, there is a great deal of money at stake. So it is even more important who will get the credit for our findings." They were about a half a mile from the beach and had climbed a low rise when Maria announced, "We are almost there. Welcome to Ivory Town." They followed the path across the tundra to several buildings clustered near the river. The biggest structure, the size of a single-car garage, was surrounded by several windowless buildings that were a third as big. The roofs were constructed from rusty corrugated steel. Two large tents had been set off to the side. Carla walked up to the nearest building and ran her hand over the rough gray surface of the outside wall. "This is made almost entirely of bones and tusks," she said in wonderment. "The people who lived here made use of the most plentiful material on the island," Maria said. "The fossils are bound in some sort of homemade concrete. It's quite sturdy and fulfills its main function, which is to keep the cold wind out." The weathered wooden door on the side of the building swung open, and a heavy-set man with a beetling brow emerged. He shouldered Maria aside, hugged Carla like a long-lost uncle, and kissed her wetly on both cheeks. "I'm Sergei Obitov," he said. He gave Carla a gold-toothed smile. "I'm the leader of this project. It's so nice to have such a lovely creature working with us." Carla couldn't help but notice the shadow that crossed Maria's brow. She had done her homework on the expedition members and knew that while Sergei was the project leader, his wife was his senior in the number of academic degrees she had. Carla constantly had to butt heads against the male academic establishment and didn't like the way he patronized her and ignored his wife. Carla stepped past Arbatov and put her arm around Maria's shoulders. "And it will be nice working with someone of such scientific achievement," she said. Maria's frown disappeared and she beamed with pleasure. Arbatov's glower indicated that he didn't appreciate the snub. It's not certain what would have happened next if two more people had not stepped out of the building. Without hesitating, Carla stepped over and bowed slightly before one of the men.
"Dr. Sato, my name is Carla Janus. I'm pleased to meet you," she said to the older of the two men.
"I've heard so much about the Gifu Science and Technology Center and Kinki University." She turned to the younger man. "And you must be Dr. Ito, the veterinarian, with Gangashima University in southern Japan." The men's mouths widened in toothy smiles, and their heads bobbed, almost in unison, in polite bows. "We hope you had a good trip," Dr. Sato said. "We're very pleased you could join our expedition."
"Thank you for allowing me to be here. I know you must be busy with your own work."